AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on the podcast. We had the PM on today, the Prime Minister Turnbull. Well, he's had a tough week with the polls and then the cricket.
Yeah, he certainly has. Also, I got my son to show us exactly what a record is. We were asking for your favourite records and do you still have them? But we did ask for people's opinion on what they, if they still retain things in their brain, unusual things. A bit like Bridge, who knows the Macca's menu.
Okay. I'll have a Big Mac, quarter pounder, fill the fish and feast as well, a junior burger and cheeseburger, chicken nuggets, six as well, with four delicious sauces, add some golden french fries, small and large. I'll have to drink some orange juice. A fan of Sprite, three kinds of shakes, chocolate, strawberry, vanilla, coffee, tea, out of pie, cookies, and cookies. That's only half of it.
Here we go. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's Name That Year.
Three pieces of history. And Bridge and Spider pitted against each other.
All right, here we go. Where's Rocket?
Well, I'm here with the mop and bucket.
Thank you. mop and bucket, aisle nine.
Here we go. Bit of sport first up. Name that year.
And what a victory.
Game, set, match.
For the teenage sensation, Leighton Hewitt.
3-6. 6-3. 7-6.
He's done it in the most dramatic of fashions, coming back from a set down and the hope for Jason Stoltenberg. But into the record books becomes the second youngest winner of an ATP tournament.
Young Leighton Hewitt, Stoltenberg, it's going back a bit. It was Leighton Hewitt's first ATP title in Adelaide.
So it wasn't Wimbledon on it.
He was a little fella, wasn't he?
Yeah.
When he was doing really well.
His first ATP title in Adelaide.
It would have been roughly when he was... about 16, I suppose.
Yeah, that's
what
I'm thinking.
What's he going to be, 40 now? So take that off, 24 years off now. So it'll be around 03,
no.
Spider?
No.
No, well, I remember he did well or won the US Open.
24.
The same year as...
Yeah. I did my maths wrong.
Like 2001, just before, I think it was, the Twin Towers. You did your maths wrong. If I could do my maths, then I'd try and... Can I steal yours then?
Yeah, please.
Bridge 94?
No.
No, 99.
The embarrasser?
Well, 94 would have been my first choice, but in my second choice, it might have been a little earlier in 93?
No, you were very close. 1998.
98.
Who was close?
You had to take the 24 years off the 17.
I don't know. I can't do maths. I don't even know what you're saying.
Anyway.
I don't know. Who won then?
You did, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, Rodney won, but you did in the...
In the grand scheme of things.
Okay. All right. Here we go. A bit of music for you. Name that year. Not a day goes by. Rick Price.
This will be one of the ones that you, I bet, just guessed on the nose.
No, I'm a big fan of Rick Price.
Born in the town...
Song? Yeah, which, what, sorry?
Born in the town is a very famous golfer. Mm-hmm. Bo Desert.
Oh, was he? Bo
Desert boy. And
Jason Day. Jason Day and Rick Price both born in Bo Desert.
That's right.
So what are your other favourite Rick Price songs if you're a big fan then, Peter?
Rick's got a wooden leg.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Are your other... top two. Just the top two I'm after.
I love The Moon Shines Bright. That's a great one. And also, Love Cuts Deep.
God, you're full of it.
It's good full, though.
Rick Price. Would not have a clue if he was born in Bo Desert, probably before Jason Day. But I reckon it would have been around about 88.
No.
You're full as a gug with a hat on. I reckon it's around then. Honestly, do. Bridge 1986.
Nah.
Oh, I'm going to venture into the 90s. 1991?
Well, you're close again. You're only 1 year off. 1992.
Yeah.
Oh. Peter's on fire.
Self and Rod, we're tagging each other.
Yes.
Well, speak for yourself, buddy.
I don't know.
Yes, love cuts deep.
The moon shines bright.
Wow.
Stop it.
Wow.
Bridge, you'll get this. Here we go.
Oh, God.
Bit of comedy. Name that year.
And now, Your Honour, Mr. Carpenter, could you turn your attention to what happened after breakfast?
I washed my plate and spoon.
after that, Mr. Carpenter, did you go anywhere?
Yes.
Where did you go?
Aww.
Comedy Company?
Yeah.
To the toilet.
No, Mr. Carpenter, did you go outside the house?
No, the toilet's on the inside.
So many memorable characters from that. From Kylie. Yeah. What was her name? Kylie. Oh, God.
Who was the big Greek?
Con the Fruiterer.
Con the Fruiterer.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Comedy Country.
Beautiful. Couple of days.
Comedy Company, what year did it start on TV?
Started, I'll have a guess, Spider, 86?
No.
It's around there, though.
Yeah.
Because then it was after, it was Comedy Company was the first one, then it was Fast Forward and the D Generation. It was a beautiful era.
It was
of
a good
Australian
era.
Comedy.
It was, Bridge.
It was beautiful. Halcyon days.
And it was good no matter what age you were.
Yeah.
Still good for the whole family.
So good. Look, I would say Bridge 88.
Yes.
Oh, well done, Bridget.
Woo. Do you remember how embarrassment?
Yeah.
She just goes.
Well, that's two famous. Each for the week. We got a tiebreaker.
Oh, tiebreaker. Yeah.
Flat.
What's happening, Jay? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway, we'll just call it square.
Oh, it's funny because it's got, if we spelt it tie, T-H-A-I breaker, yeah. He'd have one for us.
Have you got a tie ladyboy breaker? Got a phone call last night.
Oh, dear.
About 8:30. Rod, you might be able to help us here as well. And I did feel really bad because we know Bridge looks real, like, for one weekend a year, this is your favourite weekend. Ready for
this
the Byron
Bay. This is my grand final.
This is your grand final. This is, you know, you've got the grand final parade. You go down there. It's the 4 days or 5 days that you love each and every year.
Yeah.
Last year you're in hospital, so it makes it even bigger this year.
The preparation's been enormous.
Anyway, get a phone call last night. Peter said, yes, I need a male to talk to. I don't know what to do. I've gone, what's happened?
She goes, a big brother.
You know the car I borrow every year? It's an old school car that can take a lot of camping gear in. The Bridge uses. She goes, it's been here for 2 weeks and I've got a flat battery.
Oh, no.
And she goes, no, worse than that. I've had the RACV out. They've come and checked it. They've replaced the battery. The alternator's gone. But it's an old school 308. Alternators aren't that hard. But when you've only got 1 day before, well, you're supposed to go today. So you've only
I'm
got.
I'm supposed to see a band at 3 today. So, like, set up camp and be there and be in Blues Fest to see a band at 3.
I said, the only way is an auto. Would an auto electrician be able to fix an alternator for an old 308? Or would you. Are they available that easy anymore? Do you have to go to Rare Spares or do you have to go to a Wreckers or just. Because they're not like a dime a dozen. They don't just sit on shelves like they used to, the alternators.
No.
Well, this is the...
Ask AJ, but AJ's been given a car for the last 20 years. So he wouldn't have a clue.
No, I'm offended Bridge didn't ring me and not you.
Well, darling...
What would you know about cars?
I know what you would say, what my dad would say. If you can't fix it with WD-40, just step away and call someone.
just take a bus, Bridgie.
You do sound like my dad. My fault because I didn't, being an old car, it always has to be on trickle charge and it wasn't, I must have dislodged it somehow. So because of that, the RSEQ came, new battery, all of that. So that's cost me a bomb.
But
and now, hopefully I can fix the old alternator, but.
Does anybody know how to do that? Does anybody, can you just fix the old alternator or is a new one? Because I know they're not that, they are a pain to put in, but if you're a mechanic, you know what you're doing. Are they readily available? Can you just go down and buy one or do you have to go to Rare Spares? Or is there a mechanic out there that actually has one that you can buy? Because you've been quoted about 300. You said...
About 300 to fix mine and a lot more for a new one. My deal is if I ring an auto electrician today, the day before Easter and say I've got a problem,
exactly.
I need it fixed straight away. So I'm not too sure what to do. I like your idea though, Peter.
My idea was drive it down there and then disconnect the battery... Put it on charge when you're down there, and then when you want to drive home, just put the battery up again.
Oh, no, I thought I like the other one. Ugh. Just tow it there and back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's an idea. My solution would be to take the floor of the vehicle out and go down there a la Flintstones, because you've got the bongos to go with the with the feet running on the road.
Of course. That's a great idea.
Fishing fails, get into scales.
Here's the forecast for Herb to ponder for the weekend. Cloudy with showers, strong winds, powerful surf conditions, 27 degrees. Shower 3 for Good Friday. Few showers Saturday and a shower 3 on Sunday. Herbert, hello.
How are you going? You're right, AJ. The weather's dodgy in an Australian cricket tour of South African country, I can tell you, over Eastern. It usually is, isn't it? We get rain. We get wind, but that ain't going to deter me. I'm going to be out on the water, battling the weather, catching a few fish. I can tell you that right now.
Well, Herb, I'm here to tell you that you'll be battling something else this morning. I've been away, and I think you might have missed me. I think that's what happened, because the team told me they think you were a little flat on the report last week. So
lackluster.
We need to bring you into the what they call the content director's office, and we're just going to run through a little air check. It's called an air check. So the content director scares the absolute living daylights out of you.
Every day.
You sit down with him in the content room, and then he plays parts of the show back. So we are about to replay some of last week's segment.
No, it's just so you can hear it yourself. This happens to us every day. Every day.
It would have been a bit better if I had been invited over to Thailand to visit the Labor Board.
No excuses. You know, no excuses, Herb. They don't go down well in air checks.
And normally when you use comedy to bring back an air check, it doesn't work either. You take responsibility, and this is it.
This is last week.
Yeah, how you going? Yeah, look, at the moment, it's going to be pretty blowy today. It's going to be a little bit blowy tomorrow. It's going to ease off Sunday. The bars are still going to be a bit rough, especially with the low tide around 7 o'clock. So be careful crossing the bars if you do get out. There's still be some good mackerel around. There's still a few marlin out wider and a few delta fish to be caught. But the estuaries are probably the go at the moment with a few mud crabs around. There's still a few mangrove jack going. It's still warm. The barometer's still up.
Normally you can get dropped and put in the twos.
I thought that was pretty good. That sums up this weekend quite fine, I think. All right.
Were you happy with that?
Give us something, Herbert.
Come on, mate.
Not much this weekend to go on either. It's going to be like this all weekend. It's going to blow. It's going to rain. There's not much looking offshore conditions. It's going to be pretty bumpy, and the vomitron's going to be way up.
Yes.
So I'd stick to the estuaries. I mean, mud crabs will be out and about, especially around the Rang River up the Jakeswell Channel. There's still a few prawns getting around up the bay, but it might be a bit blowy to get up there in a little vessel. All in all, just the estuaries and get yourself a feed of flatties. I've had the pigs out lately.
Jesus, that is the worst phone ever.
What is happening?
They're getting worse. Are getting worse. All right, Herb, before we wrap it up. Is there going to be a shortage of seafood? We hear last night on the news there's no prawns, there's no crabs, spanner crabs have gone, the fishermen haven't been able to get out. Are we going to run short of seafood tomorrow for Good Friday?
Yeah.
No way, not down at Scales. I was down there the other day taste testing the prawns, and they are first class, I tell you, king prawns. Unbelievable. They got spanner crabs. They got everything you need down there, and I'll tell you what, there's going to be a lot of people down this weekend. Make sure you order online because no one's going to be getting out catching seafood. It's going to be too windy.
No.
Too blowy.
And Good Friday. Good Friday. You're not allowed to have meat on Good Friday.
No.
No, that's right. I've got a few prawns in the fridge that I caught last weekend. I went out prawning with a good mate of mine, young Matty, and I got myself a few prawns. So this weekend, I was thinking of doing up, I don't know, really. I reckon the good old prawn and creamy garlic with linguine stirred through it. I have even a little bit of mud crab meat to pry back the way up and throw that in. And it's going to be like a seafood, creamy marinara with pasta. And
sounds like your phone's stuck in the middle of it now.
What's wrong?
It's terrible.
You put your phone in a crab pot.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah,
right,
thanks,
Herb. That was better.
Enjoy.
It's a new phone. I don't know how to work it.
The report was fantastic. Your phone's crap.
Yeah. You're getting there. You're getting better.
I don't know.
We'll blame it anyway. We'll blame the phone.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
He's had a tough couple of weeks, isn't he?
No good.
All right, Herb. Happy Easter.
Yeah, you too, guys. Have a safe Easter. And like I said, it's going to be rough, so be safe out in the water. Don't cross the bars. They're going to be a bit wild. And enjoy your Easter and stay safe on the roads too. And let's all come back to work Tuesday, so I can't wait to come back to work. Over.
But what happened last night, Bridge?
Oh, well, just packing for Blues Fest, getting the essentials and realised, oh, I just need a few more bits and pieces. Go to the servo, get the milk, get all that stuff because I'll forget today. Too much on today now.
Oh, no. Precise preparation prevents poor performances.
Well done. Thank you. I like that. Five P's. So I went down to the, you're just like Puma. I bet you like a servo called Puma.
Oh, love it.
Oh.
Puma's an owl in Egypt.
Oh, is it? Now, it used to be the Matilda there and the big intersection at Tugan.
Yeah.
And the beautiful Heather works there. She's such a lovely lady. She's Kiwi. She's unreal. Anyway, so I did the drop-off, and as I'm pulling up, this young lad who was working there, he walks out as I pull up right outside. Like, I just zoomed in, and he went, woof, and it was very close, a very close call. I nearly knocked him down, and he said, oh, that's a first. And then when I went inside, I realized that my car was on about 5 different CCTV cameras, so would have seen it from every angle. Yeah, guilty. But anyway, so he said, oh, what are you doing in here? What are you getting? He didn't know me. Anyway, his name was Jamie. And I said, oh, I'm getting ready for Blues Fest. It's a big one. He's going, for what? I said Blues Fest. He said, where's that on? I said, oh, it's a bar in Bass. Let me go through the list, mate. So I'd say mid-20s?
Yeah.
Mid-20s at the, maybe even later 20s, I'm not sure, but around there.
Giving him the benefit of the doubt.
I said, all right, I will go to the top. I said, mate, Lionel Richie. Who?
No. Stop it.
I said, oh, okay. Sheryl Crow, mate. No, never heard of her. I said, okay, I'll give you one you definitely know then. Melissa Etheridge, she's playing there. Melissa, no, doesn't ring a bell.
Nothing.
Bell at all. Nothing. And I said, all right. This is the clincher, mate. If you don't know this, you're in deep doo-doo. Robert Plant, you may not know him. That's okay. But he's from a band called Led Zeppelin. Have you ever heard of a band called Led Zeppelin?
No.
He goes, you got me. No.
Dang.
Got it.
Bow.
4 strikes.
Had heard of one of these bands. It's disgusting. I mean, Led Zeppelin wasn't even in my era. Mm. Seems like the kids only know what's in their era. They don't seem to know a lot of what's outside their era, but Sheryl Crow, Melissa Etheridge, how do you not know Lionel Richie?
You know what?
Yeah.
He'd be a gamer.
Do you reckon he's a gamer?
Well, do you play music around the house like my mum and dad used to? See, Dad used to have it blaring the whole time.
And I think that's why, because we always had like the central record player in the lounge room, so you'd always be open to other people's music. Anyway, Jamie, his name, I said, what's your name, Jamie? And it was okay. Oh. We were all right. He said, but there is someone I do know. And I said, who's that? He goes, you, Bridge.
Oh.
Are you that woman from the radio?
There you go.
I said, yes, I am. You know me over Led Zepp, Sheryl Crow, Melissa Etheridge, Lionel Richie. You're a good man, Jamie.
Thank God for that.
He hasn't touched the ground.
Yeah, got a couple of questions to throw around in a minute. But the Gold Coast Suns taking on Carlton. It'll be nice and dry, so that's going to be on Saturday this week, so hopefully the Suns can get 2 in a row under Stewie Dew. We can't take much around away from last weekend because it was so wet and putrid up in Cairns. You can't play good footy. As long as you get the win, you're happy with that. So we'll get a more understanding exactly how good the Suns are going, because Carlton are going pretty well at the moment. In the cricket, we've seen it, we've heard it. Rob McLeod's had it all over the news as well. The 3 players have copped their penalty for ball tampering, and Darren Lehman had his press conference and said, just relax. Okay, it's happened. Let's not get too scrutinised these players.
Of course he's going to say that.
Yeah, but now they've got to sit there and try and do that fine line between looking after the players' welfare and also them copping their penalty with how we know social media can be.
Can I say that we spoke to him the other day, Robert Crash Craddock, who's the reporter. Yep. He came out yesterday and said, you know, the only reason they gave Warner the vice captaincy, it wasn't worth it not to.
Yeah.
Because of the tantrums and the rogueness of him, that he's just such a loose unit that they had to just to keep him in
line. Well, we know that he's never going to play for Australia again. So a sad day for him and his family and every Warner fan out there. James Sutherland, the CEO of Australian Cricket, come out and said, yes, he was criticised the other day, saying it wasn't cheating. He admitted yesterday it was cheating. Oh. How's this? Australia paying $6 to win the next test against South Africa at $1.40. So worth something, because you know whenever a coach gets sacked or something big controversy happens, the team seems to gel together and deliver something special. So at $6, I'd have a look at Aussies to win the next test. And interesting as well, a lot of sport tomorrow being Good Friday. There was years ago, there was no sport on Good Friday.
Correct.
And now there's AFL, NRL, they got horse racing on as well.
Yeah,
soon
Perth.
The shops are going to be open. They're not going to care anymore.
No, come on.
I'm a big advocate of saying nothing. Nothing all Good Friday. But seeing everything is slowly creeping in on Good Friday. So that's that. Now the question is, the NRL, the Titans versus the Broncos, it's Easter Sunday night. It's going to be massive. It's huge. It's up at in Brisbane. But the Titans have got every chance to win this. Just a question. The Titans want to chase Izzy Flower. They tried it with Jarryd Hayne.
Yep.
A lot of experts say you need a big-name player, a key player in your side. You've seen the Roosters get Cooper Cronk. You've seen also then Mitchell Pearce go then to the Knights, and the Knights have improved a little bit. Do we need Izzy Flower here on the Gold Coast?
No.
Two words, Jarryd Hayne.
No, I don't think either.
No, Jarryd's going to captain the cricket team.
Yeah. Why not? Hey,
he's got to go and do something. Hey, you know what though? He's always had the dream.
Yeah,
he's always had the dream of coaching the Aussie cricket team. Not easy for Lau.
Gold FM Live, one night, 10 acts, 30 massive hits, including people like Ross Wilson, 1927. In fact, this lady will tell you all about it now. Saturday, 7 April, the Star Gold Coast with Gold 92.5. Grace Knight from Eurogliders, who are playing. And we have been asking people something unusual, Grace, in their life. Something that's happened to you over your career that's not necessarily music. Tell us yours.
Okay, you can imagine what it's like travelling. It's really difficult to maintain your laundry the way you might at home. So
yeah.
I remember being on tour once and I'd run out of underwear.
Oh.
And I asked the tour bus, can we stop at the next Target? So we were up in northern Queensland. I ran into the Target store looking for the most inexpensive pair of knickers I could get away with because although we were very rich, we were also very, very famous and wealthy. Anyway, so I'm looking for the cheapest pair of knickers I can find. And then it comes over the intercom. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to welcome Grace from Eurogliders into the store.
Oh.
And by now, I'm standing in the checkout line. And my face went really red. Heaven came on. And people started looking around. And then they kind of pointed and sort of said, that's you, isn't it? Probably because I was the only person with dreadlocks in my hair at the time. And I was so embarrassed that I had chosen three pairs of dollar knickers that I just dropped them and ran out the store.
That's
it's not very rock and roll, I know. But
no, I love it because it's not rock and roll. That's why I love it.
And everybody forgets their underpants or, you know, can't keep up with the washing. I had to wrap myself in Glad Wrap one year and play a game of football. Because you can't borrow someone else's undies. You can borrow their...
Yuck.
No, you can't. I was thinking bandages might have been a, you know...
I wasn't really thinking that much.
Obviously.
But were you? Glad Wrap. Oh,
yuck. Isn't that disgusting?
I bet everyone was happy when you dipped in the pool.
I tell you what, I lost a bit of sweat.
Yeah.
Never been able to wrap a sandwich in Glad Wrap ever since.
No, that's done it for me. Thanks.
Wow.
I'm looking forward to seeing you both. Well, the three of you this time.
Yay.
There's only two of you last time, wasn't there?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, this is Gold FM Live, one night, 10 acts, 30 massive hits. You got Ross Wilson,
yay.
My Sex, 1927, Wendy Matthews, Eurogliders. They're probably the best on the bill. Real Life, Wawani, Swanee, The Shantuzies, and Mark Gable from The Choir Boys.
Yoo!
Saturday, the 7th of April. Book your tickets through Ticketek. And we'll see you there. I'm not very good at this.
That was awesome.
You've done
well
for us.
Has the new album got a name, Grace?
Yeah, and I thought really long and hard over this, and I came up with Grace.
Wow.
Well, it's nice. Not only is your name, it's a beautiful word.
It's actually...
It's a gorgeous word.
It is.
As long as I can separate myself from it, which I can quite easily. It's a lovely word.
It's quite Grace.
And, yep, there you go.
Oh, she's a great girl. She's a legend these days. Eurogliders is a part of Gold FM Live. Saturday, 7 April at the Star with Gold 92.5.
So you were saying, AJ, those people who just... If they're obsessed with a subject, they know everything about it.
Yeah, they retain in their brain. It's weird, the things that some people retain in their brain, and there has to be some kind of psychological skill to do that, right?
Well, there's a show, and it was on last night in the ABC, and I love it. Tom Gleason, who's a comedian, and he has a show called Hard Quiz.
Yeah.
Now, what it is that the contestants, they're specialised in a particular subject, and they get asked questions, really hard ones, about that subject. So this bloke, his subject was everything about Jimi Hendrix.
Infamously burning his guitar at the Monterey Pop Festival in 1967, Hendrix was attempting to outdo the guitar-smashing performance of which British band? Peter.
Pete Townsend from The Who.
Correct. On the 18th of September 1970, Jimi Hendrix was pronounced dead at St Mary Abbott's Hospital in London. Which medical resident on duty that night? Peter.
Bob Brown, leader of the Greens.
Correct.
Wow.
How amazing is that? A bit of info for you.
Well, you were saying, AJ, a friend of yours knows all the Melbourne Cup winners.
No, you cannot stump him. Cannot stump him. You just say, he'll even tell you the jockey and the trainer. It's amazing.
Yeah. I know another guy, Andrew Starton, he knows all the Brownlow medalists. From the start to the finish, even how they led into the Brownlow medalist, if they missed, if they got it because somebody else was reported and they couldn't hold it. So, every Brownlow medalist. It's all those bits that people retain for, I don't know, no reason.
You're amazing. If there was a competition called 4X Bottle Top Trivia.
Oh, smash
you
it.
You know every single one of them. And
Rod, you got anyone you know or people that are retaining information?
Mm. I used to know a good school friend who used to know every song off every album that The Cure ever did up until that time.
That's like funny.
In incorrect order and everything. Both sides.
That's awesome.
Yes.
We want to know 13, 27, 10, if you do retain a bit of that knowledge that is irrelevant, but you know what? It's a bit of a party trick as well, because if you can just wheel them off, people go, oh my God,
well,
it's unbelievable.
Your specialised subject.
Yeah.
What is your specialised subject?
Yeah, or you might know a friend or relative who are good at it. We've got Barry Humphries tickets, the man behind the mask. If you haven't seen Barry Humphries live, coming to Star May 12 and 13, tickets from Ticketek. It'll sell out for sure. It's a great show. 13, 27, 10, the things you retain in your brain.
If you love a subject, you'll know so much about it. And there's a game show. It was on last night, ABC, called Hard Quiz.
Yep.
So what would your subject be if you were on Hard Quiz?
I don't really know any.
Good with maths.
I only just know 3.141593.
What's that?
Pi. It's irrelevant.
No, you know a lot. You know heaps of numbers.
Yeah, you
know,
you just have those little bits of information. But no, I don't know, because there's some people out there, and AJ, you're saying a mate knows all the Melbourne Cup winners, which is unbelievable. I've got a friend that knows all the Brownlow medalist winners. People out there, a lot of kids know all the grand finalists and all the premiership winners. And, you know, they just have this, just a love of one kind of subject that they just somehow just contain that information.
What about our Gold FM announcer Dan Brixey when it comes to movies or music?
What
you
about
can't
yours?
Stump him. No, don't be silly.
No, Bridges is unbelievable.
No.
Go.
It's not. Oh, I know. Okay, there was an ad when I was like 14 for Macca's, and it was a guy that walks in and asks everything on the menu, and then they had it on the Macca's wrappers. Now, let me tell you, I only ate it for the first time the other day this year, so I'm not like, you know,
going
to Macca's all the time.
I used to think I was good. Ben Arter do two old beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickled onions on a sesame seed bun.
Yeah.
Which is get yourself a free Big Mac. But this is next level.
See if I can remember it. You ready?
Yeah.
I'll have a Big Mac, quarter pounder, fillet of fish, McFeast as well, a junior burger and cheeseburger, chicken nuggets, six as well, with four delicious sauces and some golden french fries, small and large. I'll have to drink some orange juice plus Coke. No, make that Diet Coke, a Fanta, Sprite, three kind of shakes, chocolate, strawberry and vanilla, coffee, tea, hot apple pie, cookies and three different sundaes, hot chocolate, fudge, hot caramel and maybe strawberry. Yeah, my favourite, maybe breakfast, hash browns, English muffins, jam and marmalade, sausage, egg, McMuffins, please. plus hotcakes with some maple syrup, bacon, egg McMuffins, plus big breakfast or some scrambled eggs. I love McDonald's. Good times, great taste, and I get this all at one place.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
That's stupid that I know that.
We'll get money from Macca's for the next 10 years after that.
Donnie Stalker, morning.
Yeah. Things are retaining your brain, and we're heading to the Tweed, aren't
Brian.
We? Brian, how are you?
G'day, good.
That's good. Are you a retainer of information or a friend that is a retainer of information?
My wife's a retainer of information. She remembers all the birthdays, all the anniversaries.
Yes. Good on her. Bless her. Martin in Tweed Heads, what's that specialised subject of yours?
It's not mine. It's my friend's, Bob. He's a bit of a movie buff. He can retain the information of movies, the name of the main actors, lead actors, directors, sometimes the producer, for the last 50 or 60 years.
Wow.
What?
Yep, true story. I can pull a movie out of the hat, and he'll go, director was, the actor was, and also starring a young, you know, young Harrison Ford or a young Marlon Brando. He just can pick it out of the air like that.
That's that brilliant. Is amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Very good indeed.
Thanks,
Matt. I've only called him out once.
Oh, I have no idea. As you say, Bridge, I wouldn't know the right answer, so it wouldn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. Thanks, Martin.
Paul at Narang, tell us about retaining information.
Yeah, I can retain all the numbers from 1 to 100, and if I've got a cup of tea with me, I can even push it to 200.
What about if you've had a beer?
No, I gave that up when I was about 27.
Have you ever tempted Paul to do it backwards?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, but it's a little bit harder, but, you know, yeah, I've done it once or twice, but it's easy going straight forward.
Thanks, Paul.
Okay, bye. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Happy Easter.
Okay, bye.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Yeah, looking at the Easter's biggest traditions. And look, I don't mind the Easter bunny, the Easter bonnet, the Easter egg hunt, whatever it is, I'm happy with. But there's one thing you can't tamper with around Easter. And I'm talking about the hot cross bun. The orange peel, the currants and the raisins. That's what it should be left to. Don't give me one of these hot cross buns that's apple and cinnamon flavoured hot cross bun. That's not a hot cross bun.
Don't be a purist.
That's a muffin.
Excuse me, I don't like hot cross buns, so if I can have an option, I'll go for it.
Don't give me one with choc chips. Nothing worse than going to somebody's house. Yeah, I'll have a hot cross bun. They serve up this thing with choc chips. Sorry, you may as well put choc chips in a cookie.
You put choc chips in a damper.
You don't put them, you don't put them in a hot cross bun. Plain, fruitless hot cross buns.
Yeah, please.
Just give them a bread roll. Don't give us a hot cross buns without the orange peel, without the currants, without the raisins. And now they've got a mocha hot cross bun. Please.
A mocha.
And then what about these people that try and serve them up with jam or marmalade?
Oh, how very dare they? Oh.
Exactly right. Oh. And now I've even seen hot cross bun French toast, hot cross bun ice cream sandwiches, hot cross bun with bread and butter pudding. Sorry, leave the hot cross buns alone. Orange peel, currants, raisins, oven heated, saturated with proper butter until it drips out the bottom, crusty on the outside, soft on the inside. That's how it should be served.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
You purist.
Got to agree.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. You got one.
We've got Sharon Gadella from Seven on the air right now. Of course, Monday's the big day. It's the Batten, the Commonwealth Games Batten coming to town. Our own Bridgie is involved.
It's going to be massive.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, Seven, I think they're doing hours and hours of coverage 50. Of the Batten. 50 hours, yeah.
50 hours.
Sharon, tell us all about it. You are up for a lot of hours.
I think we're doing about 588 kilometres we're covering on the ground. It is the biggest logistical broadcast challenge ever. And it's all to cover this Queen's Batten Relay as it makes its way to the Gold Coast. And I am really looking forward to it. Some of the stories are just incredible. Some of the baton bearers just blow your mind. They are amazing.
Yeah, but I think the journey of it has been fantastic, but unfortunately we haven't been able to cop and see a lot of it. It's travelled all around, you know, different parts of the world. We've seen little glimpses, but now just to have it leading into the Commonwealth Games, everyone's going, well, you think a lot of people are going to tune in because there's so many worthy people who are going to be carrying it.
There are, and you've got one sitting beside you there, Bridget. She's one of the worthy baton bearers. We're going to feature you. I understand, Bridget, we've done a story on you, so you'll be up there. Front and centre, of course, for your work for Stand Up to Domestic Violence. And there are hundreds, I tell you, hundreds of worthy people. Every day I've been doing research on them and I go, oh, we probably won't get to this one. And then you read their story and you go, oh my goodness, you know, you feel so unworthy yourself, so inadequate when you see some of the things that these people have done. So it's going to be great coverage. And there'll be famous people as well. Sally Pearson, we're going to interview her. We've got Dawn Fraser, Raylene Boyle, Kieran Perkins, Grant Hackett, Tracy Wickham. They will all be there. So I think it's going to be fantastic.
I look at everyone else, and it's true. You do have this very humbled feeling because I was nominated. I didn't, you know, by Gold FM listeners, I certainly didn't put myself forward. But I think of the people in the front line of domestic violence, the ones that are doing all the work and, you know, for the survivors. So I just see myself as someone carrying it on behalf of everyone else, you know, as a bit of a conduit. But you're right, the stories are incredible.
We'll be cheering for your Bridge as you go past, and we'll certainly give you a good run on our coverage.
Well, Sharon, we're really looking forward to it. As you said, 50 hours live on Channel 7, wow. 7.2 and also 7+. From today, they kick in at Ipswich, and then Friday, Brisbane, Saturday in Brisbane. Then we're starting to work down Sunday around Logan, Monday around the Gold Coast. Bridge, you're going to be at Narang at 3.02, and then Tuesday, the Gold Coast, Wednesday, the Gold Coast, and of course, we know Thursday's the Games.
I feel exhausted just hearing that.
It's a big lineup. It's a big week.
Sharon, have a great time.
Wish us luck. If you see me looking a little tired and emotional at the end of it all, someone just pick me up and give me a drink. I'll have some of your vodka, Bridge.
Done. Done deal.
Thanks, Sharon. Sharon Gadella from Seven about to launch into that on Monday, the baton relay, including our own Bridge. And it is time for the man himself here at Gold.
Malcolm.
Good morning, Prime Minister. Always good,
good
to chat
to you.
Good
morning to you, Father. And always a pleasure, never a chore, of course.
Yeah, probably hasn't been the a top week for you with the polls coming about. But firstly, I want to touch on the cricket. You're pretty hard on the Aussie cricket team on Sunday. You weren't happy.
Well, of course I wasn't. I went hard because cheating is not the Australian way, Spider. I mean, we are the nation of a fair go. On top of that, our reputation as a sporting nation feeds directly into the national psyche.
Yeah.
And our national identity, if you will, is at stake here. Mm. That, and I saw a great opportunity to bury the 29th news poll.
Nice.
Between right beneath a whole lot of abuse to the Australian cricket team. Now, they say being the Australian cricket captain is the second toughest job in the country.
Yeah.
Correction, toughest. Good luck to Tim Payne, I would say. Here's some advice for you, Tim. Don't tamper with your balls. Always good advice to take through life, I think.
Well, Prime Minister, it is a question that we've all got to ask ourselves,
yeah.
And everyone's had the conversation, and I have to ask you, Prime Minister, have you ever cheated?
Well, that's a tough one to answer, Bridget, and I won't answer it. All I say is some may draw a sketchy analogy between my win at all costs, knife-for-sitting Prime Minister, shock and awe tactics, white-anting and ultimate victory to wrestle the Prime Ministership from Tony Abbott.
Yeah.
But I never went the guy with hardware stuffed inside my trousers. I didn't have an angle grinder in my jocks, a hot glue gun wedged between my butt crack, and I didn't have a router nestling next to my junk. I just did it with political mouse.
And Prime Minister, Easter this week, the Easter Bunny comes on Sunday, Good Friday as well. How do you spend it?
Well, Easter is a time of redemption when we celebrate the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ and his subsequent resurrection. The best of all erections, the resurrection. The Easter Bunny does come, chocolate, camping,
yes.
Long weekend, Jesus, and a round of football that seems to go forever. Next stop, Queen's birthday. But Lucy and I always have some friends over to the Piper for a fondue party.
Oh.
Crank up the tunes, get a little fruity. I get hammered on Sangiovese, pass out on the couch wearing bunny ears. That's what I normally do.
Hang on. That sounds like an orgy.
Oh.
Correct. It's an orgy. Well done. Got it in one there. We always have our Easter orgy once we nail the guy to a cross. It was hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Prime Minister, who are you rocking?
Indeed. What am I doing today? Well, I am rocking, AJ. With the Commonwealth Games, we're counting the hours and the minutes. I'm rocking the Queen's Baton Relay, of which Bridge will be a part. Run, Bridget, run. Good on you.
I had a. I asked Bridge to bring in a present we're going to reveal very, very shortly. Off the back of having a chat with my son, Boston, last night, you know, we got the movie room, you know, a room with, you know, all your, Boston's got his PSP, his PlayStation.
It's a media room. Everyone has a media room apparently these days.
It's got books, it's got records, it's got old cassettes, it's got videos. But Boston's been in there for years and years and he didn't know exactly what a record was.
Boston, do you want to play one of these records?
What are they? They just look like tall and skinny books.
No, these aren't books. These are records.
What? What do you mean? What? Like footy records, like the books.
No. These are like records. It's music.
Oh, what the heck? Wait, what? But it's just a book. Oh, is it the lyrics?
Yeah, open it up.
Oh, my God. It's like huge. It's like bigger than my head.
That's a record.
Wait, what?
What do you think it does?
Bigger than my head. I don't know.
But what do you think it does?
Do people have like a normally big DVD things? Oh my God, it's so big. Is it just like a big CD disc movie thingy?
No, that's music on there. That you have to put a needle on it and it goes around and plays the music.
Oh, do we have one?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, no, we don't. We have hundreds of records.
Wow.
I kept all my grandfather's records. So we want to know, 13, 27, 10, what was your favourite record when growing up?
And maybe you even still have it.
Yeah.
You have a record player. And I have brought in something very special today. Are you putting it on?
Yeah, I'm putting it on. Just this. Who's this, Bridge?
Shirley Bassey.
Live in concert.
Sounds like the rain outside.
Come on.
It's a crowd.
Oh, all right. It's a crowd.
We'll go through.
Diamonds are forever.
You scratched. Okay, that's on my old Kingsley record player. That's a portable record player from 1960.
Yes. And before people turn off, I think we should take calls on 13, 27, 10.
They had no idea what it was, but we want to know your favourite record. My grandfather's got hundreds and hundreds.
But how hard to actually explain that to a child? Like, how do you explain that? That's tough.
They have no idea.
No. Yeah. This is my old 60s Kingsley portable record player.
And this is Here Comes the Band. starring Marches, conducted by Louise. Oh,
who is this? Is this Pup Pups?
Yeah, my grandfather's. But so we're talking about Boston trying to pick out these records. So we want to know your favourite records because they are. And even Camille, the producer, she goes, gee, it doesn't sound that good. And we're like, hang on.
This is from the 60s.
This is authentic music,
yes.
My friend.
Sue at Mudjuraba, what's your favourite record?
ABBA, Arrival.
Oh.
Wow. Do you still like the old records?
Waterloo.
Oh yeah, huge.
Oh, Waterloo. Have you still got them?
I have.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, they're safely tucked away at Mum's.
Yeah, you got to keep them. You got to play them again because you just don't get that sound.
No, you don't. And you know what I love is I love the purity and that raw crackle where when stuff gets remastered, all of that's taken out. I think you would know that, AJ. Yeah, there's a real beauty to that, isn't it?
There is. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks, Sue.
Have a lovely day.
Same
to
you.
You too. Yeah. Happy Easter. Bye. Okay, we've got Kevin in Biwa. What's your favourite record? Have you still got it?
Yeah. My favourite record would be by Chubby Checker, Let's Twist Again. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. I was a DJ back in the late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, you will have to. Did you keep all your records or not?
Yeah. I've got a whole bedroom donated to records. There's about 5,000 of them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, I love them. My kids, they come around, they call them black CDs.
Yeah, well, Boston had no idea what it was, so it's quite funny to show them how they play and what they actually do.
Yeah, I was just listening to that. I said, wow, that just reminds me of the first time I showed Ryan a record.
Thanks, Kev.
The same.
Yeah, that's cool. Thanks, Kev.
Alan in Hollywell. Adam, what's your favourite record and have you still got it?
Yeah, still. It's a single, actually, a 45 from Slade. Do They Know It's Christmas? It's one I used to play over and over and over again when I was a kid.
Yeah, how good is it?
But didn't you love it, Alan, that, you know, when you got a record, it was the smell and the sleeve and normally a poster in it and the lyrics inside. Yeah. It was a very tactile experience, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That was the best part about the LPs, wasn't it? The sleeve and all the words.
Yeah. Well, amazing. So much time went into just creating the actual album cover rather than the record itself.
That's right.
Thanks, Alan.
Some of the best covers. All right, cheers.
Tanya at Pimpamar, tell us your favourite record. You still got records?
Yes.
What do you got?
We've got Twisted Sister, we've got Madonna, and a few others as well.
And you still got them?
Yes.
Cool.
You haven't got any of the composer series of the Best of Strauss.
Oh, here we go. Here he goes. He's got it here.
Now we've got the Stay Hungry Twisted Sister at home.
That's cool. That'd be great. That would sound awesome.
Yes, thank you, Peter. Thank you,
Peter.
You
like Strauss. That was my grandfather's pup. He loves Strauss. I thought it was a sausage.
Thanks, Tanya.
No worries. Thank you.
Kevin at BOI, congratulations, mate, from Morton's Meats. The wonderful $100 meat tray. Fantastic meat at Morton's Meat.
There's no Strauss sausages in that one, you weirdo.
I didn't know.
Can you leave my old record player alone now?
Yeah, I reckon it's cool, though.
It is cool.
Well, it was hailed as world class, and they didn't let us down. Last week, the opening of 19, the restaurant bar at Star, put together by a couple of great entrepreneurs we've had in the city, Billy Cross and Simon Gloftus. And Billy's on the phone right now. Bridge, it's 10 to 9. Al later on the tweet at Gold 92.5.
Yes, he certainly is. Billy Cross from Cross Promotions, thanks so much for joining us. And thank you for the invite. Very exclusive invite. I had the pleasure of being one of the first to check out 19 at the Star. You know what I loved was the most beautiful touch, Billy, was that yourself and Simon Gloftus, a restaurateur, Hellenica, former owner of the Fish House, you were both there to personally greet everyone.
Thank you, Bridge. Thank you. And you look very glamorous the other night. Your boys should be very proud of you.
Thank you. AJ. it took a bit. I put a bit of effort in, but it wasn't that glamorous after your free Belvedere vodkas about 5 hours later.
It went a bit pear-shaped.
No, but let's talk about the setup. How clever. I mean, talk about play and stay. You can stay at the Star, but you can have a beautiful the dining experience, and then you've got the gorgeous bar area on the other side. And then I only found out halfway through the night there was an upstairs bar as well.
That's what I think. I saw you end up late through the night, Bridge, wasn't it?
Oh, did you? Oh, I didn't think anyone saw me late. Okay, yes, I was there till very late.
No, it's an amazing place. And as you said, you know, having the combination of, you know, the restaurant run by Simon Gloftus, you know, obviously he's the famous Fish House on Lenica, and then the lounge and bar side. The outside area is fantastic, you know, by the day beds and the pool with the view and obviously the VIP section upstairs. It's exactly what the Gold Coast has been wanting for a long time. And, you know, just watching everybody dress up and, you know, really sort of, you know, feel good about themselves. It was, you know, long overdue.
Hey, Billy, you're across all the bars and restaurants on the Gold Coast, and, you know, we're not as big as the cap cities. We are growing, but definitely our food and bars, and with now 19, we are starting to match them in that area. The quality of food and some of the establishments have really started to lift up their game.
Absolutely. You know, 10 years ago, we were more like, you know, cafes and sort of outdoor sort of bars and that. Yep. And now, you know, the culinary side of the Gold Coast has really stepped up another level. And I just feel like, you know, especially with 19 at the Star, we have that. And combining the lounge bar with it too, it becomes a one-stop shop and a great night experience.
And it's certainly for every age group. But I have a bit of a marketing tool for you here. I just thought of it then. Are you ready?
Go.
Talk to me, Bridge.
The strap line is 19, next level.
You should come and work for us. Seriously. Wow.
That's why she's on the big bucks, Wilbur.
Yep.
Hey,
it's good. I reckon that's great.
Hey, Billy, you know, being the community level you're at, you must be very excited about next week in the games, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Very much, and that was the plan, to make sure this is ready before the games. The great thing about it, the Gold Coast people have embraced this, but now we're showcasing this to the world. You know, we've got some amazing functions happening through the games. You know, a lot of sort of the, obviously dignitaries and Channel 7 are doing a lot of stuff there with celebrities and that. So yeah, it's great place to sort of show, you know, great time to showcase that to the world.
Mate, you've come a long way from stripping down to your undies, haven't you?
Oh, don't go that far back, for goodness sake.
As long as we know that AJ hasn't got prizes stripping down to his undies, we can talk about it.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry, Spide. I've got some good stories on AJ. Hey! That's another interview later, you know.
Thanks, Billy.
Don't worry. The bloke you just married in Thailand got down to his Rios and tried it on me too many years ago.
What? I thought you meant the guy that... Anyway.
Hey. Hang on. Sorry. My phone's ringing. Sorry. Hang on. It's my Thai phone. Hang on a minute. Sorry, my Thai phone's ringing.
Yeah, you got a Thai phone like AJ. My very good friends.
Yeah, my Thai phone. That's the ringtone on my Thai phone. Your Thai phone's been going off all morning, AJ.
Why have you got your Thai
phone
in here?
You've got two phones.
Dodgy two phones. And you answer them differently. You answer the AJ phone, hello. And then the Thai phone rings, hello.
It's a Huawei phone from China. It's got nothing to do with a Thai phone. What are you going on about?
Hey, big weekend with Easter. And you know what? Have an awesome Easter, everyone. Yeah. If you're Catholic and Christian, which I grew up, it's a very full-on time. Mm. You know, you've gone through Ash Wednesday, you've gone through Palm Sunday, you've had Lent, you've given up things, you've got Stations of the Cross this weekend. It's you know, it is a very sacrilegious time for many people.
Yeah.
For other people, it's about the Easter Bunny and chocolate. For other people, it's about Blues Fest.
Yep.
And for other people, it's about just being with family and friends.
I'm excited because I get Easter Bunny first.
Why?
Because I'm in New Zealand.
Oh,
Easter Bunny.
Here comes Peter Cottontail coming down the bunny trail.
Yeah, little ripper.
Hippity hoppity, Easter's on its way. What are you doing, AJ?
Sleeping.
Oh.
Because you need a break after your break.
Big holiday. He's had a big holiday, Adrian. He's still a little bit tired.
And what have you been doing all show for me, Peter?
Oh, look at this. I've got your Blues Fest pack here, Bridge.
It's amazing.
So I've changed the Share the Dream to the Blues Fest 2018 Share the Dream. Don't worry about the Commonwealth Games. And inside, you've got all the register. You've got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all out laminated to every day. So when you go into the Blues Fest, if it does get wet, it won't get ruined. Yeah. I've got a little eye mask in case you go non-eyes halfway home. And more importantly, I've got a Do Not Disturb sign, and I've covered Borriby with a picture of you, Bridge.
And you know what, Bridge? If that much effort that he's done that got into the show would be going all right.
That is amazing. So and I love it. It's all in pensioner font. That's the best thing to do for Blues Fest people. Blow up their lineup, and then you can really see it in the dark.
So there it is. There's your Blues Fest 29th Byron Bay Blues Fest 2018 Share the Dream.
Well, thank you. Hopefully I'll share it with someone.
Everyone, have a safe, very safe Easter with family and friends. Love each other, and look after each other, and you have a great time at Blues Fest, and we'll see you after Easter.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.